pitworm tore through the hole in reality and went for Kyler. The great worm was tubular, at least 10 feet in diameter, its skin cracked and blackened, fire showing through the gaps. When it lunged, its great bulk heaved forward, and its entire eyeless front opened as it vomited its cone-like mouth. Kyler leapt as each concentric ring snapped out. Each ring was circled with teeth. And when the third ring caught a tree, teeth the size of Kyler's forearm whipped around it into the wood. The pitworm sucked itself forward, its lamprey-like mouth inverting as the ring bit into the wood in turn, shearing a 10-foot section out of the tree trunk before Kyler landed. Instantly, the pitworm lunged again. Again, it went for Kyler. He flipped through the air as the tree the pitworm had cut fell. Kyler grabbed a tree and spun, the Kakari giving him claws enough to sink into the bark and throw him back over the pitworm's back. His sword flashed as he flew over the pitworm, but the blade bounced off the armored skin. There was something white in the corner of Kyler's eye. He dropped to the forest floor and saw it, a tiny white homunculus with wings and a birdmeister's face grinning at Kyler under an enormous nose. It clawed at Kyler's face. Kyler blocked. The homunculus's talons sank smoothly into Kyler's sword. The pitworm lunged again. Its target wasn't Kyler, it was the homunculus. Kyler dropped the sword and flipped once more. He landed on the side of a tree 30 feet up, fingers and toes sinking into the wood. The pitworm slammed into Kyler's sword on the ground, the cone of teeth slapping around the homunculus, digging deep into the soil as each ring of teeth slapped forward, devouring the white creature and everything around it. The pitworm pulled back, shaking dirt and roots and dead leaves through the air. Satisfied, it began to slide back into whatever hell it had been called from. Then, it shivered. The mountainous mage struck again. By the time Kyler's eyes found the real reason the pitworm had shivered, Lantano Garawashi was halfway through its body. Garawashi's sword moved with Garawashi's speed. In 2 seconds, he had cut through the entire pitworm. And whatever was controlling it yanked it back into hell.